This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
15 seconds with an advantage. Fox for Panera. Top the right circle. Moves in. Shoots. Off the, it's in.
Oh, it's over.
Artemi Panera scores. And the Rangers have won game 7 in overtime.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right. Dramatic time at the Garden.
We had that guilty pleasure, like your song that's a guilty pleasure. This would be on my list. I can listen to this over and over.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm a metal guy. There's nothing about this song that would like. But, Peter, I can listen to it on a loop.
On a loop?
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to the head coach of the Rangers on a loop. That is Gerard Gallant. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations. Second of all, the Rangers' motto has been no quit in New York. And, boy, does that apply to this team. It's amazing. There's many opportunities your team could have rolled over, and it just never did. You have to be awfully proud of that.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, being down 3-1 and being down on those games 2-0, and just keep finding the way. And that's what we've done all season long. So whoever come up with that motto at the first of the year did an outstanding job.
You know, we were just talking about the timeout before the power play last night, Coach. And is that strategic, or is that, I'm going to need these guys possibly the full 2 minutes. Let me give them 30 seconds to rest.
Yeah, some of the guys were on the ice there for, you know, probably 40, 45 seconds. Two of our power play guys. So, you know, I think any coach would notice that and read it. And, you know, you want to get your six guys there a little bit to be fresh in the power play. So, you know, worked out great in that situation. But, again, I think any coach would have done the same thing.
Coach, Penguins made a mistake there, the retaliation penalty. Is that the kind of thing you talk about openly during a series? Is like, hey, in critical times, we cannot retaliate and cost ourselves a situation like that?
Yeah, them are tough. I mean, you want your team to play real aggressive. You know, players, it's a fine line. Sometimes they get called, sometimes they don't. And, you know, it's real tough because, like I said, I want my team playing physical. I want you being aggressive. And sometimes it goes overboard a little bit, and, you know, you can't blame the players for those. But those happen in a playoff series, and, you know, it worked out good for us.
We were talking before you came on, Coach, and I said that even if you don't have anything invested in the Rangers, you're sitting there watching on TV, and you're dying. In overtime, you're dying. It could all end in an eye blink. How do you handle that pressure? I mean, what goes through your mind? What's your blood pressure like in that overtime?
You don't. It's the same for me. Honestly, I mean, you're just coaching the game. You know, after the game, you're disappointed or you're real excited like we were. But during the game, nothing changes for you. You do your job, you coach your game. And like I said, I just try and do my job and make sure the next right guys are on the ice. And so I'm not, nervous or nothing going on in overtime. It's the same game. I've done this for a number of years, and you just do your job.
So down 3-1, what was the message? Was there anything communicated to the team once they had the face elimination in Game 5?
No. I mean, we talked about it, obviously. And the biggest thing we just said is, like you said, no quit. There's no quit on this. Let's go to work. And, you know, there's no pressure anymore. If we lose another game, we know we're done. So let's go to work. Let's work hard and compete and see what happens. So we just took it one period at a time and, found a way to win 3 games in a row. It's never easy when you're behind the 8-ball like that, but we got some breaks. We worked hard, and I always said when you work hard, you make your own breaks, and that's what happened, in my opinion.
Now, you can never, ever show outwardly that, you know, there's doubt in you. You have to show your team that you believe, but, Coach, just between us and all the people that are listening, when you had to pull Shesterkin twice, you know, did you start to think this might not be our series?
No, I never did. Honestly, when I pulled him, it was more to do with our team playing the way we were playing than Shesterkin. You know, I mean, I wanted to give him a rest, obviously, in one of those games, but it was just about, you know, he still played well. Some of those goals, I mean, the deflection goals, you can't put them on him. I just didn't like the way our team was playing. So sometimes when you pull a goalie, it wakes your team up a little more, and I think that's what happened.
And you've talked many times before about how Benoit Laire handles the goaltenders. But when you have to deal with a goalie in-game, like when you pulled him, not for his play, but to kind of spur the team on, how does that communication work with you?
No, I just go over and, you know, when he comes to the bench or between periods, I might go over and just say, "It's this ain't on you. It's about our team. I'm trying to get our team going." So it's just a little quick tap in the pads. Goalies understand. They know the situation, you know. So nice, the puck's not hitting them.
I think we're losing the coach. Coach, you there?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
So Panarin scores the overtime goal. He did not have the greatest series. But you said afterward that you said if we're going to win this, it's going to be on a Panarin goal. Number one, what made you believe? And number two, why do you think he didn't have a Panarin type of series?
Well, he got some points in the series. And, you know, what really happens is matchup sometimes. And I think they were trying to put different lines against the strong Panarin line and trying to match up there. But really in the playoffs, it's all about, you know, trying to find that open ice. And like I said, he wasn't like he was brutal in the series. I mean, I think he's had 9 points or 8 points, whatever it was. He's got his points, but you know, the power play didn't get as much time in the seven-game series as you usually do in the regular season. He's a guy that he thrives on open ice, and they didn't give him a whole lot of open ice. It's like when you watch certain players in certain teams, you try and take them away as much as they did. So we're still a young team, and we're trying to get better. And you know, but sometimes you got to fight through it a little bit more. And you know, between the third and overtime last night, I looked at the guys in the coaches' room, and I just said, I think Brett's going to do it tonight. I just think. You know, just the way, you know, things weren't going well for him in the power play. Things weren't going well for our team in the power play. And, of course, he gets that one shot. And that's what those star players can do, and that's what he done for. So, you know, it's a huge goal in the series, and he gets it.
You know, Zibanejad, Kreider, and Panarin combined for 12 points in the first four games, and then they had 12 points in the last three. But it just seemed like Kreider especially and Zibanejad seemed to be more impactful in these last three games. Did you get a sense that they played – much better than they did early in the series?
I thought early in the series, us as a team, and especially those guys, because they played against the Crosby line most of the time. And, you know, sometimes you get starstruck a little bit and you're saying, I got to stop this guy from scoring instead of doing your own job. Like, Mika, to me, is one of the best players in the league. He can really go with the puck. He's a good two-way player. And when you start thinking about the other player, you're not playing your game. And I just think he got a lot of confidence in Game 5, and it just took over from there. And started playing his game more than worried about what Crosby or Malkin's going to do. Just go play your game. And, you know, it just showed how good a player he is when he got to play his game. And Kreider, the same thing. They played much better hockey the last few games of the series. And, you know, your top guys are the difference. And hopefully they're just going to continue to do that the next series.
Head coach of Rangers, Gerard Gallant, is on with us here on the Michael Kay Show. His team beat the Pittsburgh Penguins yesterday in overtime in Game 7, and now move on to the Hurricanes. That starts on Wednesday. You've been saying this for a while, Coach. Home ice doesn't mean anything unless it's a Game 7. So this was your first Game 7 as the head coach of the Rangers. Was it the advantage that you were hoping it would be?
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty even game for the most part. You know, they've got a couple of power play goals. They got a shorthanded goal. It was sort of a special team type of game. We got a big power play goal to win the game, obviously. So, yeah, it was a type of game I thought it would be, but I thought we would be a little bit more in control of it. And, you know, they came out hard and they took it to us a little bit. So, but overall, you know, we got the guy in the net, the Shesterkin, that makes some great saves for us. And he kept us in the hockey game at the right time and gave us a chance to come back and win that game.
Any shot we can see Barkley Goodrow in this series?
I hope so at the end, but he's not skating yet, so you know we'll see later on, but definitely not the first two games.
Now, the betting public, not that you care about that, it seems like the Hurricanes are somewhat of a favorite over your team. Do you understand why people are looking at them and saying, well, yeah, they're supposed to win the series?
Yeah, no, I understand that, and that's fine with me. I'm sure a lot of people are betting on Pittsburgh, too. But you know what? The bottom line is they're a good team. They earned that the right. They finished first in our division. They're a real good hockey team. And, you know, we battled with them for the last month of the season. You know, there were certain games that, you know, it was 2-point spread from first place. We had first place a few times. So I like the way we battled all year, you know, trying to get first place. So we're right there with them. We play well. There's no reason why we can't win this series.
Now, coming into the first series, you know, some people said the Rangers don't have that much playoff experience. So after seven games and three nail-biting games, elimination games, your kids and the guys that didn't have that much playoff experience, do they have it now? Do you consider it that they have it now?
I do. I consider, you know, I wasn't worried about playoff experience when it started, like I talked about. Now they got seven games against a very veteran team that we just beat out in Pittsburgh. So I think they're ready to go. The kids are really excited. They've got a taste of the playoffs, what it's really all about, and no, I'm excited with it. I mean, we're a young team, we know that, but young teams show energy, and you got to bounce back. It's a grind in the playoffs, and when you got some fresh legs out there like our young kids, that's going to help us in the long run.
And I don't know how much stock you put into the regular season meetings, but they won three of the four, dominated shot wise, and the one win that you did have. How much will you look at those four games in preparation for Wednesday?
No, we know what they are, but they do that to a lot of teams. So, you know what, like I said, when we played against Pittsburgh, we beat them three games and one in the series. It doesn't mean a thing. You got to go out there. You're playing your best hockey now. What happened in the past is in the past, and we look forward to playing these games. And, you know, I matched our team up in paper and look at them on the board, and I said, if we play well, we'll beat this hockey team.
Good job. Congratulations. You must be relieved and thrilled all at once, and I know Ranger fans are thrilled with you, so we wish you good luck in the upcoming series, Coach, and thank you for coming on.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
All right. There you have Gerard Gallant. It amazes me, Don. Everybody who's watching that is nervous, and for him, I guess when that's your job, you can't be nervous. It's just not part of the equation. For him to sit there, no, I don't feel the nerves. I'm just coaching. Oh. Wow. I mean, just wow.
But what makes you nervous, Michael? What makes me nervous is the downtime, the idle time where you get in your own head and you start thinking of different scenarios and how it can go wrong and you start to worry about it. When you're playing, you don't worry because you've got assignments. You've got things you've got to focus on. And it doesn't
look
like...
Yeah, but he's not playing. How can he not be nervous?
But because he's got things to do, too. You don't notice as a head coach, you know, like in hockey, it looks like they're kind of just standing there, but he's the one that determines, you know, if I'm going to change the line combinations. He changed the line combinations in that game. When things aren't working, he'll throw Panarin on with Zibanejad and Kreider. He threw Kopp on playing with Zibanejad. How long the guys should be out there? What combination is going to jump onto the ice next? Yeah. So he's coaching. He's coaching that game, and how could he have time to kind of think about, you know, what's at stake? To be nervous. You got a job to do. You know, you're not nervous, Michael, while you're making the call. You're probably nervous during the downtime, the between innings. But once you start getting into it, once you start to do it, now you don't have time to be nervous anymore. Plus, he's been around the block. I mean, he played for a long time. He coached in the Stanley Cup final with the Vegas Golden Knights. He was an assistant coach for a long time in this league. So, hey, if you're going to get nervous and have it affect you, then you probably are in the wrong place.
Well, congratulations to the Rangers again. It all starts over again on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hurricanes against the Rangers, so that is a 7 o'clock start. And then the next game is Friday, and then the first game at the Garden, game three, is Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon, 3:30, and that kind of be alternating between TNT and ESPN. By the way, the Mets-Cardinals game's postponed.
Yeah, the game will be made up Tuesday. As part of a single admission doubleheader that starts at 3:10.
But you just said a mouthful when you're like, we started all again on Wednesday.
Yep.
You know, you just think of what they went through over the last 2 weeks. In order to win the Stanley Cup, you've got to do that three more times.
And there is something particularly physical and challenging about hockey starting. Like, yeah, the NBA series is starting over too, but there is something different, Don. An overtime, you know, game seven, it's just in hockey, it just hits different. It just does.
All right, let's take a brief time out, take more of your Ranger calls. The Islanders have a new coach. That was quick. The Vegas Golden Knights have fired their coach, and that was quick. So we'll break it all down, get to the Yankees at 4 o'clock. It's Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.